Department of Correction officials say the changes are needed to make the first place most male offenders go after conviction safer for staff. The rehab of the 7,000-square-foot area around what's known as the Sallyport will solve security issues for guards who have to deal with new felons climbing onto and off of buses as they are processed into their cells or out to other prisons. Building Commission member State Representative Gordon Hintz of Oshkosh says prison officials have assured him the changes don't mean they expect an increase in the number of prisoners.
The numbers are that we have had an increase in the number of males over the last 5 years in our system. You know, that being said, there's not a massive expansion in the project as much as it is upgrading the existing facility, enable it to, you know, be an intake for more, you know, efficient processing and also, again, for the safety of our men and women who are working there.
In other business, the Building Commission approved selling a total of $470 million in general obligation bonds to finance a wide range of building projects, land purchases, and road projects across the state. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.